And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
In breaking news, Information Minister Jonathan Moyo has been kicked out of cabinet because he is no longer a non-constituent member of parliament.
Women's rights groups marched in Harare today to push for the immediate harmonization of laws protecting the rights of the girl child in the wake of alleged uncouth remarks by a senior state official over the age of sexual consent.
We managed to do a march in Harare today, and we managed to march, though we were initially disrupted because we were told that we cannot march because we didn't have a police clearance.
And the state-owned coal storage company, or CSC, says the government is stalling its $80 million capitalization plans.
We were expecting to have raised $8.5 million, of which we were going to reinvest into the company as capitalization, but also that proposal was not approved by the government.
These stories and much, much more coming up.
In breaking news, Information Minister Jonathan Moyo has been kicked out of cabinet because he is no longer a non-constituent member of parliament. Moyo was appointed by President Robert Mugabe following the 2013 elections, although he had lost his legislative seat, which he regained in the by-elections 2 weeks ago. And legally, that means he could not continue serving as Information Minister because the premise under which he was appointed had changed, legal sources said. Other sources told Studio 7 Mugabe was angry at Moyo in today's cabinet meeting, accusing him of contesting the by-elections without personally informing him. It remains unclear whether Mugabe will reappoint Moyo or not. Analysts say, given the rancor and fighting in ZANU-PF, Moyo might not return. Women's rights groups marched in Harare today to push for the immediate harmonization of laws protecting the rights of the girl child and demanded that Attorney General Johannes Tomana should retract his alleged uncouth statement on early marriages. The organizations that included Roots, Girls Legacy, Tege Life, and the Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association later handed over a petition at Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa's office urging the government to protect the rights of the girl child. A similar march intended for Bindura and organized by the Institute for Young Women Development failed to take off after the police refused to clear it, claiming that politicians wanted to hijack the event. Roots director Beatrice Sawajge told Studio 7 they went ahead with their march despite the police also not clearing them on the grounds that the Zimbabwe Republic Police is understaffed.
We managed to do a march in Harare today, and we managed to march, though we were initially disrupted because we were told that we cannot march because we didn't have a police clearance, which we were not given on the basis that they said they do not have manpower to support us for our march. So we ended up marching without the police clearance, without any police escort, to the Ministry of Justice, where, to our surprise, when we got there, there was riots waiting for us and police officers that were there. And they say that we shouldn't sing, we shouldn't do our addresses as a Minister of Justice. But we managed to send two representatives into the minister's office so that we could leave our petition.
What are you demanding in your petition?
The petition that we crafted is asking for the harmonization of laws that are regarding marriage, that is the marriage law and the customary law, to the Constitution, because the customary law is silent on the age of marriage. The Marriage Act says that a girl can consent to marriage at the age of 16, yet the supreme law of the land says that any person who is under the age of 18 is a child. The legal age of majority is 18. So we want that harmonization of laws, as it is allowing for loopholes that allow for pedophiles to prey on young girls. So we're asking for the harmonization of laws. We are also calling for immediate retraction of Mr. Thomas's statements that he made. So those are the contents of our petition that we gave to the Justice Minister. So mostly for the Justice Ministry is to do with the alignment of the laws.
That was Roots Director Beatrice Savage speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.